Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The question that we are going to discuss today, which relates to Islamic customs and etiquette, is the issue of co-education. Now, we will study and we will see whether co-education is something which is prohibited in the sources of Islam, or is it something which is undesirable in the light of its various directives which it gives regarding modesty and chastity and regarding the interaction of the opposite gender with each other. Now, if we study the Quran and the Hadith in particular, both these sources, we will find that there is no directive mentioned in either of these sources which explicitly says, for example, that co-education is something which is prohibited in Islam. We can of course say that co-education is something which in fact has arisen in recent times, and it was never the norm in the earlier times. So therefore, in the times of the revelation of the Quran and in times of the Prophet Muhammad, this issue was non-existent. So therefore, it is very obvious that the sources should be silent on this issue. Now, what we can say, of course, is after we study these sources, is that although these sources do not explicitly prohibit co-education, they do not say that co-education is prohibited. However, the way the various directives regarding to the interaction of the opposite gender is concerned, and the way they are mentioned in the Quran, we can of course deduce on the basis of these directives that co-education is something which should be discouraged, particularly in the adolescent age. Of course, co-education could be at times they can be tolerated when the children are very small, for example, at the kindergarten level or the primary level. Similarly, when they are completing their education, for example, they are doing their PhD education, for example, or even their master's education, it could be something which could be tolerated later on also. However, in the adolescent age, in the age in which there is a very strong attraction between the opposite gender, and in the age when it becomes to spring forth between the two genders, this is something which should be, it is desirable that it should be avoided. Of course, it should be avoided if in the later stages also, in the higher education stage also. But the particular age in which a boy and a girl, they are maturing and they are reaching adolescence, in this particular age, the negativities or the negative points of co-education are numerous, and they are so numerous that people who do not even relate to religion, they are starting to think that co-education is something which has caused a lot of damage to our education, not only the education system but also to the whole culture and environment. So therefore, in a nutshell, what we can say is that although co-education is not explicitly prohibited, the sources are absolutely silent on this issue. However, if we keep the norms of gender interaction which are mentioned in the Quran and in the Hadith, if we keep them into consideration, we will find that this is something, co-education is something which is undesirable, and we should only tolerate it when there's a lot of problem in it, for example, to bear with the separate education system. And the Islamic governments and the Muslim governments, it should be their top priority that they should not maintain a co-educational system. They should spend all their budget and they should spend all their education expenses in a manner that they are able to separate the male and female education into separate sectors. And this is something, as I said, of course, not an explicit directive of Islam, but if we read through the norms of gender interaction which are mentioned in the Quran and the Hadith, this is something which we can say is in line with the spirit of those directives. It is in line with the spirit of those directives, and so therefore it is highly desirable that Muslim countries in particular, they should not opt for co-education. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ